morning. Coming up on Thursday evening at 6:30 is a banquet called Hope for the Future, and it's the fundraising banquet for Lifesavers Ministries, a pro-life organization working to bring a halt to abortion. And the featured speaker at the event is Eileen Smith. Eileen Smith tragically lost her daughter, Laura Hope Smith, to an abortionist back in September of last year. Laura will be speaking this Thursday evening. It takes place at Valley Baptist Church at 6:30. She was Laura was 22 years old at the time. Eileen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dan.
We're chatting to you. Are you in Boston?
Yes, I'm in the Boston area right now.
Yes.
I have been living up here since my daughter died to try and get justice for her.
Now, tell us a little bit about the background on the situation. Laura was engaged to be married, and her fiancé is in the military. And
he just had gotten shipped out to Iraq, and Laura found herself pregnant shortly thereafter and wound up at an abortion clinic. 13 weeks pregnant. She didn't tell she was pregnant. I don't have answers to a lot of questions about why she did what she did, but Laura was pro-life. She was raised in a Christian home. She used to get upset when she would find out her classmates. She'd come home crying that her classmates were getting abortion. So when I heard what happened, I thought they must have made a mistake. It couldn't have been my daughter.
Mm.
It was just so out of the norm of what I would have expected from Laura.
Now, as you're going to be speaking, the feature speaker on Thursday evening at the Lifesavers Ministry Spring Fundraising Banquet, what is the crux of your message here? What is it you're speaking to? Yesterday was Mother's Day, what message would you have for mothers and fathers in this particular case, especially in a case as you have? You would have experienced, you never expected to have this kind of thing happen.
Absolutely not. I really feel that the Lord has propelled me into the public to wake up the church. I myself personally, number one, was asleep according to as far as the abortion issue goes. I believe abortion was in this culture to stay, and that it was just a judgment of God on the culture. And if we lived our lives as a Christian, promoting Christianity and bringing people into the faith, that by attrition, less and less people would have abortion. Never did I suspect that my own daughter would have an abortion, die from an abortion, and that it's so prevalent in the church. And I have to say, I've been a Christian for over 35 years, and I've never heard it addressed in the church. And I feel that God has given me a message for the church, for parents, teachers, ministers, that we as a church need to wake up to this Holocaust.
Now, the people who are pro-abortion or pro-choice, as they like to say, they would lead you to believe that because it is legal, it's just a perfectly safe routine procedure, but not always the case.
It's one of the most unregulated medical procedures in the country. It's shrouded under a veil of secrecy. My daughter's death was not even publicized in the press for 5.5 weeks. After she died, due to much pressure, they don't want you to know that over 400 girls that have died since Roe v. Wade was passed, and they're only the deaths that have been publicized. There have been many, many more that have been covered up, and we know that for a fact because of the people that have left the pro-choice side and come over. We have abortion clinic owners, abortion workers that have seen the light of the truth and have come over to the life side, and that's how we know that this stuff does happen and go on, and it's definitely not safe.
Mm. Well, Eileen, we look forward to your coming to Bakersfield Thursday for the event, and our prayers are with you in your loss, but as always, God can turn something that is so tragic around that can make a difference, and you have definitely come onto the front lines now in this battle. I'm sorry it had to happen this way, but our prayer is that you can help awaken the church people who have sat back, for those who have sat back and thought, well, hey, there's nothing I can do about it. But you say there can be something done about it.
Absolutely, and I was one of the greatest offenders in that statement, Dan. And I had to repent to the Lord because of that.
Anything you'd like to say to the people in Bakersfield before you come Thursday?
Well, I hope they all come out, and the Lord's given me a message for the church. And I also understand there's a pastor breakfast the morning before if they want to contact Life Savers Ministry. I understand it's free for pastors, so I really want to share my heart with everyone that will want to come and listen, because it's been a very humbling. I've gone very public with a shameful and private thing for a Christian family, and I've gone very public for the good of those that are still alive.
Yeah, there's the thing right there, as you say, is something that, it's a very private matter in one sense, but yet you're stepping out into the open and opening up a wound in your life to try and make a difference in other lives.
I'm speaking as a broken woman. I'm in a place of brokenness that I've never been in before, but God is using Laura's death. 5 minutes after she died, I asked the Lord to bring something good out of her death so I could bear it, and this is what God's doing for me and for the people that come to hear me. I've had tremendous results wherever I go to speak. I hear about lives being saved in every city that they go back to their pregnancy care centers and tell people Laura's story, and that gives me great hope and great comfort that there are lives being saved, even though Laura died. Death is saving lives.
Yeah, okay. Well, Eileen, have a safe trip out here, and our prayers are with you in your time of grief. And we pray that your message will get out, people will hear it, and lives will be changed.
Thank you, Dan. I hope to see you there.
All right, Laura.